This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This episode is brought to you by us, Loz and Lou, as we have now released our go-to guides. And if you've loved what we've created here, then hit that subscribe button and make a purchase of a go-to guide to make sure that you're set up for success for a return to paid work.
You can shop our go-to guides now at readyornot.au.
I did want a lot for myself in terms of my professional career. It is a shame that I think as mums or mothers, we feel like we're a burden. Even just things like taking off a morning for an appointment, I felt bad about doing. My career's not over. And just because I've had a baby doesn't mean that I'm no longer going to move up in the ranks or no longer going to have opportunities come my way. Am I going to remember how to do my job? Are they going to be better at the job than me? They wouldn't know that the night before my son was up at 3 a.m. and I was up with him trying to console him. It means that I can then come home and be the best version of myself as a mum.
When Hyundai Cater made the decision to go back to working 5 days a week alongside her relatively new role as mum, she noticed that she was in a bit of a grey area. Most mothers she knew worked part-time or inside of the home, and most full-time workers weren't parents. Or if they were, they were likely to be the secondary caregiver. And as we know, that's normally the dad. There weren't many people around her who balanced 5 days of paid work with the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week role of parenting. And as a result, she didn't have many places to turn to when it came to making work work alongside motherhood. Here, we talk the loneliness and judgment that exists within this grey area, why working 4 days a week wasn't exactly working for Hyundai, and the anxieties mothers face when it comes to parental leave and the return to paid work. I'm Lucinda, this is Ready or Not, and here is the ambitious and affable Hyundai Cater.
Hyundai, before we get into your career today, I want to know, what's the more rude or ignorant or isolating commentary you've come across from people when they hear that you work full-time alongside mothering?
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one because I think whenever I hear this, I know a lot of people don't mean it in a rude way, but often when I tell people that I'm back at work full-time, the response is always like, how or why or how come, you know, and they're often quite surprised, I think, that I am working full-time and still being a mum as well. So yeah, it's always quite surprising to hear because for me, I think it was a natural decision that I wanted to go back full-time after having my son.
Do you feel like you have to justify why you do it more than someone would that works, say, 3 days a week?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's that underlying feeling of, well, why wouldn't you want to stay home and spend more time with your son? And for me, I think it was more so a bit of a juggle with the work that I do that even going back part-time in the beginning, I did feel that I still had to be switched on or I was doing some additional work on that fifth day, which for me, it didn't really feel fair to my son that we'd have a day together, but I was still having to pick up calls. I was still having to work. So I just thought it would make more sense for me to, yeah, make the decision to go back full-time. And then also, you know, he went into a day of childcare at the time, which for him, I think was really important because he, you know, as we all say, like they get to do all these fantastic things at childcare that we can't necessarily offer them at home, you know, whether it's painting or like excursions or this or that. And also in the beginning of this year, he can tend to be quite reserved, a little bit shy. So I think for him, starting childcare really helped him come out of his shell a little bit. And he's just, you know, his personality has just blossomed. So I think I also think about those positives that have come from this decision as a whole. And that brings me a bit of like joy in terms of, you know, how it all panned out.
It's amazing seeing what they come home with that you don't even know to expect. So I totally resonate with that. So let's take it back to the start now. Can you walk us through your career up until motherhood?
Yeah, so I guess I've been in my current role at the current organization for nearly 5 years now. And at the time, you know, I am very ambitious and I did want a lot for myself in terms of my professional career. And so it was a bit of a nerve-wracking, I guess, time to think about, you know, falling pregnant and then being, I guess, available for things like doctor's appointments and obviously taking time off work to have your baby and whatnot. And I found that it was quite a challenge for me because I did want to have a baby and I did want to start a family with my husband, but I was also nervous about how that would go with work because I was so committed to my job. And even just, I'm sure a lot of women probably resonate, but just the first time you tell your manager or your director that you're pregnant, it can be so nerve-wracking. But I think, you know, in hindsight, looking back on it, that's your personal decision. And, you know, when you want to fall pregnant, that's the time that works for you. So it is a shame that I think as mums or mothers, we feel like, oh, we're a burden, or well, I feel bad for my manager if I'm telling them I'm pregnant or that I'm going to go away on that leave. So, yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one, but I definitely felt, you know, that I was very ambitious in my career. And I thought in the back of my head, well, how am I going to tell these people that I'm pregnant now and I'm going to have to take time off? Or even just things like taking off a morning for an appointment, I felt bad about doing. But now I'm like, no, that's okay. I can do that.
You do learn a lot with the hindsight of it, don't you?
Definitely, definitely. So I think for us, we felt like, you know, there was a moment where we felt, you know, we were ready to start trying to have a family. And I think perhaps a bit of naivety, I thought, you know, we had maybe a few months up our sleeves until that was actually the case of, you know, falling pregnant and having our son. But yeah, it happened really quickly for us, which is obviously a blessing as well. And so I think just then going from, okay, we're going to start trying and have a baby, to thinking that you've got some time to, I don't know, get yourself prepared or you know, come to terms with the fact that you're trying, and then all of a sudden falling pregnant straight away was a little bit overwhelming, I think, because you didn't have a chance to feel prepared. It just kind of happened and all of a sudden you were pregnant. And then I think coupled with the fact that we fell pregnant so quickly, and it was just like, here we are, we're pregnant, it's happening now, you know, you're counting towards your due date and you're figuring all that out. We also realized that our 12-month wait period with our health insurance was not going to be met. So basically our son's due date was the 10th of Jan, and now health insurance maternity care cover kicked in on the 12th of Jan. And we were just like, oh wow, we've really stuffed this up here. And in the end, he came early anyway, so it didn't really make a difference. But yeah, it was just, I think certain things like that all came up at once. And I was like, we're pregnant straight away and our health insurance isn't going to cover us. And then during my pregnancy, I also kind of stepped into a new role, which I was really nervous about doing, having the fact that I was pregnant at the time and that I would be only there for a short period of time. But I guess for me, I am a bit of an open book when it comes to just, you know, who I am and whatnot. So when my manager first came to me with this other opportunity, at the time I was quite early in my pregnancy, and I did preface to her and said, I'm actually 6 weeks pregnant. I would love to obviously step into this new position that's become available that, you know, you're suggesting that I'd be good for. I mean, I know that obviously your workplace isn't necessarily going to discriminate, but I felt like I needed to tell them that I was pregnant at the time. And in a way, I was lucky, I think, that I had a female manager that had children of her own as well, because I think she probably understood a lot more what I was going through, and I felt like I could probably confide in her and share that information with her at such an early stage. And yeah, in the end, I was able to step into that other role, but of course, I was pregnant at the time of doing that. I think the most nerve-wracking part was just telling the people that I worked with eventually when it came time to start sharing the news more readily. I was nervous about that. But I think as well, and I should probably mention this was in 2021, which in Victoria and Melbourne, we were still very much in a lockdown. So it basically went from telling my manager that I was pregnant in the early days, coming into this new role, and then going on into lockdown with the rest of my colleagues, and then only really coming out of lockdown in October of that year. And then just rocking up at work with this huge belly, and people were like, what? When did this happen? You know? So it was very much a bit of a surprise, I think, in that sense. But if it wasn't actually seeing people in person, everyone was none the wiser, because I guess you're only ever communicating on Zoom and seeing from your shoulders up. So yeah, that's kind of, I guess, how it happened professionally, and then that lead up into getting pregnant.
And so what was your role when you fell pregnant, and then what role did you step into?
Yeah, so my role was, I guess, in a similar team. I was a media advisor, but at the time, one of my colleagues had moved away into another organization and his role became available, which was a bit of a step up. I was looking after more faculties, I guess you could say. I work in higher ed, so I look after a number of different faculties. So I'd be, I guess, expanding my portfolio. And my manager came to me and said, look, this role's become available and we think that you'd be perfect for it. And we really would encourage you to apply for it if you kind of feel the same way. And immediately, you know, being so determined in my career, I was like, this is great. But also part of me was like, oh no, like I'm pregnant as well. Is this going to be okay? You know, right when you want that ambition to happen in your career, it ends up sometimes being at the worst time possible. So yeah, I think I needed to tell my manager at the time that I was pregnant, but that I was still very much interested in the role and the opportunity. And I think a little part of me probably felt that during the pregnancy, I really had to show myself a bit because it was like, I'm not going to be here for a long time because I'm going to go on mat leave at the end of the year. So I really felt like I needed to hustle throughout that year to almost just show myself and show that I was, you know, worthy of that role that I stepped into. So yeah, possibly I made it a little bit difficult on myself because I really just went all out. In the end, it obviously works out. But at the time, I was quite nervous about going away and only having been in the role for probably 6 months or so.
And as someone that has been very ambitious in their career, was deciding when to start trying something that you jostled with, or once you sort of were ready for motherhood, were you pretty confident in your decision, this is the time?
Yeah, I think it's always a hard one because as a female, like you really feel like your professional career is put on hold a little bit to go off and have a baby and care for your baby. And I think the other thing that kind of came to me was the fact that like I still am young and I still am very ambitious and I didn't want to see having a baby as the end of my career. And I think that's also a decision why I decided to come back full time, because I felt that my career is not over. And just because I've had a baby doesn't mean that I'm no longer going to move up in the ranks or no longer going to have opportunities come my way. And I think for that reason, I almost was a bit more at terms with deciding to fall pregnant and have a baby and start a family with my husband, because I felt that, you know, just because I have my son and when I do eventually go back to work, it doesn't mean that it's over for me professionally and that there will be plenty of opportunities to kind of do great things in my role. And so that really helped me, I guess, come to terms with it, but also feel like this was the right decision and I was making the right one.
And so how did you plan for maternity leave then? What did it look like for you? Did you have a certain amount of time that you wanted to step away for?
I was very lucky where the place where I work, the maternity leave package is, you know, quite incredible. And so I was very privileged. I knew that for sure that, you know, I really wanted to make the most of all of the maternity leave that I had available. And so for me, that looked like a year and a couple of weeks of annual leave that I put onto it in the beginning, which was probably a good thing. Because as I said, my son came 3 weeks early, so I really didn't get mat leave. It was a week annual leave and then floating to mat leave. So yeah, look, I think for me, I've come from other industries where it can be quite competitive for females and, you know, the offering for maternity leave is not very significant. And I've seen other people in my industry where they've come back after 4 months, after 6 months. And for me personally, that didn't feel right. And that I knew I definitely wanted to spend a lot of time with my son and time being a mum and having that opportunity. And I think that's why, you know, at my current organization, the fact that I could take off the whole year was a bit of a no-brainer for me. Thinking about it from the mothering perspective, it was like, yes, I want to spend all this time with my son and I want to be there for him and I want to really hone in on that maternal side of things, which I obviously haven't done before. But then there was a part of me that thought, wow, a year is a really long time to be away from my role and my colleagues and my work. And are they going to forget me? You know, am I going to remember how to do my job? And is this person coming in to replace me over maternity while I'm on maternity leave? Are they going to be better at the job than me? You know, am I going to?
That was one of my worries.
Yeah. Am I going to have a place when I come back? So obviously you had that internal chatter going on as well, but I just thought, you know, if there's any chance that I can take off a year for maternity leave, now is really the time to do it. This was our first child, our first pregnancy. And so we had the opportunity to do it now. And I just thought I really wanted to make the most of it. And I didn't want to send him to childcare too early because I wanted to go back to work full time, you know. So I think in a way it was good because that whole year, it really gave me the break I needed from my professional career to then towards the end of my maternity leave, I really felt like I was ready to go back. I mean, ready to go back, but also I was almost like itching to have a break from the mothering side of things and that I wanted that part of my old life back where I was my own person and I was a professional. I had these, you know, responsibilities and I felt really valued in a team as well. There was a part of me that really missed that side. So I think I got to the end of the year and I was almost ready to go back to work. And that was a nice feeling. I really didn't want to feel like I've been on mat leave for a few months and go, oh, I really don't want to go back to work, but I have to. So I'm very, yeah, very lucky that I could take off the whole year.
And what was early motherhood like for you?
Yeah, it's funny. I guess it kind of started off in a bit of a whirlwind. My son did arrive 3 weeks early, a week prior to Christmas. And there was just no, I guess, indication that he was going to arrive early. You know, all the scans and checkups we had were pretty fine. And I remember my obstetrician, I saw her on the Friday and she checked me because he was in breech the week before. So she was like, let's just have another scan and make sure he's kind of turned himself around and then we'll go from there. And luckily he had, I don't know, flipped himself around. He was in the right position. So she was like, all is looking good. There's no indication you're coming early. You know, I'll see you after Christmas. And so I was like, okay, great. All's good. I went back to my husband and kind of was like, yep, yeah, baby's not coming early or anything. Or we're fine until after Christmas. And we were hosting a friendsmas party that Saturday night. And I think my husband probably saw it as his last hurrah a little bit. And so that night we went home, I went to bed as I normally do, fell asleep and then woke up and my waters had broken. And I think I was definitely in shock and just in denial that no, like we're not going through labor, this is not happening. I'm not supposed to be having this baby yet. And then basically that was midnight and by 7 a.m. Sunday morning, we had a baby.
Oh, wow. We're really similar. My waters, I woke up at 12:30 and had my baby at 5:30 on a Sunday morning. So there you go.
And I think that was probably showed how my early stages of motherhood was. It was just a bit of a whirlwind. So yeah, he arrived very quickly and he was 3 weeks early. So there was a few complications just in terms of him having to spend some time in the nursery and he wasn't gaining weight and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which as first-time parents can be quite stressful. And then, you know, we eventually got discharged from the hospital and I think that was the 23rd. And on Christmas Day, we were spending Christmas with my husband's side.
Oh,
and
wow.
The whole Christmas thing as if, you know, I wasn't cut open a week before. And so I think looking back at that time, I obviously wouldn't recommend that. But I think you're still running on adrenaline. And we kind of said to ourselves, well, he's arrived early. You know, he wanted to be here for Christmas. Let's be around our family for Christmas because I think it probably would have been harder if we were by ourselves. And
yeah, and it is funny because you're really excited for your family to meet your baby. So
yeah,
you're almost like have more adrenaline in those first few weeks. And then you start to get a bit more tired and a bit more inward.
Definitely. And so, yeah, that was definitely a whirlwind. And then, you know, you have a lot of friends and family that are kind of away and busy and have events over that period, which is so fine. But I think there was a sense of like a bit of loneliness that set in too, because everyone's off doing all these things and you're kind of at home with this new baby and you don't really have too many visitors either because, again, at the time, COVID was still a thing. So we were very cautious about how many people we saw, especially because our son was so small and early, you know, he was only 2.5 kilos when he was born. So he was just so tiny. And so we were very cautious of who we saw as well. But yeah, and then my husband eventually went back to work. He only had a few weeks off. He runs his own business, so it was really hard for him to be able to take off any additional time. So very quickly, you know, I was at home by myself with the newborn, and we have a dog, just doing the whole mothering thing, which was hard at times. I think you almost like forget how hard it kind of was because, you know, you move on and you're resilient as a mum and as a woman and you get things done and you keep moving. But then looking back, like it was a very difficult time in terms of just, you know, feeling a little bit lonely, having to do things kind of alone. But I think as well, it meant that I had such a great bond with my son and that I really think because I knew that there was almost like an end date in terms of my maternity leave, I really did take things slow and I did just cherish every moment, especially, you know, breastfeeding him. You never know how long you're going to be able to do it for. So that was really important to me to just really cherish that moment when it was easier to do and it got easier, just cherishing that time. But yeah, I think I really did make the most of just taking things slow because I'm not usually that type of a person. I'm just very much onto the next thing, go, go, go. But I think motherhood probably taught me a lot of things. And one was definitely how to slow down and be in the moment a lot more. And that was really nice, I think.
I would say that I'm a go, go, go person too. And I remember being a little bit nervous about how that would play out for me on mat leave. Turns out I loved doing shit all, not shit all actually, because mums do so much, it's not even funny, but I enjoyed the shift in gears. Did you find that you were nervous at all and that you enjoyed that slowness more than you thought you might?
Yeah, I think in the beginning, it took some getting used to where, you know, baby would be napping and I'm like, great, I'm going to vacuum the whole place from top to toe when I really should have just been resting and I didn't need to do that. It's not like anyone was coming around or not that my husband cared or anything like that. So eventually I came to terms with really just enjoying those moments of us together with my son and I, or the moments when he would be napping and I could actually, you know, have a glass of water or feed myself, you know, things like that that you often forget to do. So it took a bit of adjusting, but I think once I got there, I did really enjoy that slow pace. And yeah, as I said, it's something that I haven't really done before. And it really taught me to kind of just go with the motions and really enjoy it as well.
And then what about when you're leading up to the return to work? I know in a lot of ways you were excited. My return to work ended up being a bit all over the show because I started to freelance. So there was no specific end date. I just started to do bits and pieces of work again from about 6 months. But given you had this sort of, I guess, set return to work date, was there part of you that was like mourning that this phase was ending? Because that's something that I was nervous about if I did go back to that job. Or was it mostly the excitement?
Yeah, look, it was a bit of both because I remember the last few weeks of my maternity leave, I really made an effort of doing all the things with my son, you know, like because I knew that I'm going to miss these mundane park visits. I'm going to miss being able to just sit at a cafe with him in the middle of the morning. You know, I'm going to miss all that stuff. And so I really made an effort to go, oh, it's great weather. Like, let's go have a picnic at the park, or let's go to the park 3 or 4 times today, or let's do some fun activities that we don't often do. And I really made the most of that because I knew that we weren't going to get a chance to do that. But I think there was also a part of me that was really excited to go back and I was really looking forward to it. I think there was obviously naturally, I think as well, an element of nervousness in terms of going back, you know, that whole feeling of, am I going to remember how to do my job and what's it going to be like? And there's all these new people in the team. Are they going to know me? Am I going to work well with them? Or how's it going to go? And I'd also stepped into a team where we had a new manager. So there was a lot of changes that I was walking into. And I remember a few people were like to me, oh, like, when did you start? Like, how long have you been here? And I was like, oh, I've been here for 4 years. I was just away having a baby. But see, that was the environment I was going into. It was very different. So that made me a little bit nervous too. But yeah, I would say it was a bit of both. It was a bit of feeling like as I neared that end date, there was a mourning of that time with my son being on maternity leave. And then a bit of that, you know, the unknown that I was stepping into going back to that professional world. And I think as well, the reason I really cherished that time during maternity leave with my son is because I didn't really get any maternity leave before he arrived. So I think that's also more the reason why I just tried to make the most of it, because who knows if I had to go back earlier or if something else happened or whatever it was. So yeah, that I kind of feel proud about myself that I did make the most of it. But that's not to say that obviously there were difficult parts of it, and I would think, oh, this would be so much easier if I was just at work and I didn't have to, you know, do this day in, day out. But overall, when I look back, it was a really fun time.
And I've then found that when I did start to return to work, it wasn't as black and white as I thought it would be. Like, I think in the lead up, it was like, oh, this phase of my life is ending and I'm never going to get this back. But then once I did start to slot work in with mothering, it felt a little bit more natural than that. It wasn't like this huge shift from like you're with your baby to you're never seeing your baby again. Did you feel that way once you started to return to work, that there were such joyous bits of both and that you still do actually get quite a bit of time with your kids, even though it sounds to some people like you might not?
Yeah, definitely. I think as well, you really said it in terms of like that part of your lives just coming together and working really well. I mean, the juggle is real. It has a whole new meaning when you're a working mum and you go back to work. It's definitely a juggle. There's no doubt about that. But there's certain elements of each parts of your life, being a mum, being a professional, that you really then come to value it and appreciate. And so things like knowing that, you know, I'm not with my son all day long would mean that the mornings when we are getting to work or daycare or drop off, those times in the mornings were really fun for us. You know, obviously we'd be listening to music or listening to the Wiggles or things like that and just really enjoying those moments. Or the times when I pick him up and we'd get home, the first thing we do is, you know, get in the pram and get the dog and go for a walk to the park and have that time together. They were really important to me because it meant that whilst I wasn't there with him all day, and I may have missed some things during the day when he was with his grandparents or at childcare, it was those kind of snippets on either side of the day that I was there for and that I was always there for. And we made those special. And I think that was really nice. But yeah, it's definitely all about that juggle that you have. But in saying that as well, you know, it goes the same for when you're at work and you can sit there with a colleague and have a coffee uninterrupted or have a meeting and feel really involved in that meeting because you're not distracted by a toddler in the back or whatever it is. So I think you come to value each of those moments a lot. And yeah, they kind of just intertwine and work really well, or at least you find a way to make it work really well.
And it's sort of that idea that you can then do both things well. I think there's a lot of parents out there that are too fearful of, say, having 5 days worth of care because they feel guilty. But I think a lot of those people who work, say, 3 or 4 days would, as you experienced, end up working 5 days, but in a much more disjointed capacity, as opposed to being like, this is my focus time at work and this is my focus time at home. And on that, you did start back, I believe, 4 days, but then quickly realized you were working 5 days.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I think going back, I knew that probably being off for a year, I needed a bit of like a time to settle into it and to adjust into that pace of full-time work and also understand how the logistics side of things would work with care and all of that. So we did decide that I would go back 4 days a week. So I was working Monday through to Thursday. And then Friday was my day off, or my day to, you know, be a mom. And in the beginning, you know, it was great. We did a lot of things with my son and I, and it was a day to just kind of unwind and be with him. But then I guess, you know, as the year progressed, things picked up in my professional career, work-wise as well. And it got to the point where I was still almost working on that fifth day, but I was also still parenting on that fifth day. So I was trying to juggle both at the same time, and I probably wasn't doing either very well also. So I think that's why for me, it came to the point where I spoke to my husband about it and also my manager at the time and said, I think it will be the case that I'll go back full time from May, I think it was. And as hard as that was, because all of a sudden now you're full time 8:30 to 4:30, go, 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 you're still a mum as well on those out of office hours and on the weekends. And so you don't necessarily get that break. So that fifth day was, if anything, a time to spend with my son, but it was also a bit of a break from that professional side of things. And so it's definitely been hard, you know, going back full time, but I didn't want to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess like I felt like I wasn't there with my son wholeheartedly on that fifth day. And then I wasn't really able to work either because I had my son with me. So I wasn't really doing either very well. And as hard as it was going back full time, because it meant that I would lose a day to spend with my son, in the end, he started childcare as a result. And, you know, he was able to just have some great experiences at childcare, and he really came out of his shell. And I think that was a bit of a benefit that my husband and I saw from him starting childcare and me having to go back full time, was he's, you know, just cut into this great little personality he has. And that was possible because of the time he spent away from me, you know, and that's a really nice thing, I think. Yes, it's not nice to spend time away from your kids, but to see their personality blossom because all of a sudden they're with new people and they're with different personalities or other children or doing different activities, that was really nice to see because our son, you know, can be very shy, reserved sometimes. And so he really just came out of his shell. And I think that was really a great thing and a great outcome for him as well.
Yeah. And so to full-time parents, full-time paid working parents, how does it work from a logistical, mental load sharing and daycare / caregiving point of view? What does a week in the life of your family look like?
Yeah, so it can be very chaotic sometimes. So essentially at the moment where we're at is my son is in 2 days of childcare and 2 days he gets looked after by my mother-in-law. And then 1 day my mum looks after him and I work from her place as a work from home day. So yeah, we've made it work, but that's not to say, you know, in the middle of this year, my mum was away for a few months. So we upped his childcare days. There was a bit of a jungle there as well. So yeah, I guess like the way it works is usually when it comes to the childcare days, my husband and that's kind of his thing. He drops off my son at childcare and picks him up and does all of that, which is really nice for them to have a day together to be able to do that. And then with regard to the days that he's with my mother-in-law, he comes to work with me and we do a bit of a car park drop-off situation. She picks up my son as well as my nephew, so my sister-in-law's son as well, and they have a great little day together.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. And so I think at the beginning I was obviously nervous just about how he would go spending such a long period with his grandparents, because up until that point, you know, that they might have had a few sleepovers here and there, but it wasn't anything like consistent. So that consistency and also the length in the days and all that kind of stuff. And I think as a parent, you also hope that the grandparents are going to be still following your routine and the schedule and all that kind of stuff. So I think I was a bit nervous to relinquish like all of that control over. But now, you know, the way we see my son with his grandparents on both sides, but also his cousin and all the stories we hear about the things they get up to together, it's just fantastic. And it's really nice to see. And, you know, his cousin is a year older than him. So I think for that reason as well, my son's really just developed in terms of his verbal capacity and his words he can say and mannerisms and this and that. And it's because he's around an older sibling almost, but an older cousin. And that's been really nice. So, you know, while sometimes it can be a little bit stressful, perhaps being in the car and rushing to get yourself to work and also get your son dropped off to be cared for, it is a really nice day that they all have together. And look, the days when he's at childcare is really nice for me because it means I get a bit of a break from the drop off and the pickup.
Yeah, it's just 2 days where you just focus on yourself only.
Yeah. And it means that, you know, you can do a doctor's appointment, you know, you can get things sorted that you might not otherwise be able to do. And so that's been really nice. And I think I really needed that because up until the point of starting work or my son starting childcare, we were basically attached at the hip. Like we did everything together because especially when you're on mat leave for a year, you don't really get a break from your child either. So every time I needed to have a doctor's appointment or I needed to go somewhere, my poor son would have to be brought along because I didn't really have anybody else around at that time to, you know, stop in and look after him or whatever it may be. So it's really nice to kind of feel like you have that day to yourself again, as a mum, as a working mum, because it really is a day where I can just wake up, focus on me and focus on my job or whatever else needs to be done, rather than also thinking about your child as well. So yeah, we've got a good kind of mix happening and it's working well for us now.
And what about a day in the life of just working for you? There's a lot of research that says women become more productive once they become mothers. Have you found that the case for you from a career and working point of view?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that as a mum, like, you know, prior to being a mum, if there was something I needed to get done for work and it was 4:30 and it still hadn't been done, I had the privilege of staying back till 7 o'clock to get it done and to leave. You know, I didn't have really any other responsibilities other than that. And my husband and I are probably in the same boat in the sense that you have long days and you have long nights. Some days are shorter, some days are longer, but you have that, I guess, flexibility to be able to work later to get things done if you need to. All of a sudden, when you become a mum, you don't have that flexibility. Your working hours are very regimented because you have to be there for a pickup or a drop-off or whatever it may be. So all of a sudden, that window that you have in the office or that window you have to work is really important to actually make it work for you and be productive during that time. So I definitely find that, if anything, I've become a lot more organized. I've become a lot more efficient at what I do, but also I've become a lot more happy to kind of either delegate tasks, but also be really put up my hand if I do need help or assistance, which prior to having a baby, I probably would never have done, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely so much more efficient. And I think it just comes with the experience of A, being a mum. I mean, I saw something recently that basically said if employees want to hire somebody that has, you know, all these newfound skills, it's a first-time mum, because they're the ones that have all of this time management knowledge all of a sudden, and they can juggle multiple tasks. And, you know, they've basically come back to the profession with all of this new personal development that you didn't necessarily pay for, but they've come into it.
That's so true. So what about when it comes to the way you and your husband run your house? Is there anything that you do in terms of meal prepping, or one person has one task and one person has the other?
Yeah, I think in terms of like meals, we definitely share the load a lot. And the weekends, you know, provided they're not too busy, which is hard, obviously coming into December, is really our time to just kind of go to a market shop all together and prep our food, or have a big cook up on the Sunday night that means that we've got lots of food in the freezer or food ready for lunches and stuff like that. And I think also since becoming a mum, our son, like, he'll often eat what we have, but, you know, there are some days where we come home from work and we're not going to sit down at 5 o'clock and have dinner with my son, because A, my husband might not be home yet, and B, it's kind of nice to be able to sit as a couple once the kids go down and have your meal together. So often I'll have pre-made meals ready for my son in the freezer. So the first thing we do when we get home from the park is just like get that ready for him. He gets fed, the dog gets fed, the bath's running, you know, all of that is happening. And then amongst that time, usually my husband will come home and be there for that last moment of the day as well. And then it's often the case that, you know, because, you know, you walked in the door after coming back from work with your kid and it's just go, 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 especially in that evening time.
Like the other shift starts, you walk in and it's like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, you don't really get a break. So I find that as soon as my son goes down to bed, my husband and I just like collapse on the couch. And I know that, you know, we still need to do our dinner or put a load of washing on or whatever it is, but like we just need 20 minutes to just sit in silence and just recover. And then you keep going, you know, so it's a tough one. I think, look, to an extent, we share the load where we can, but I think it just naturally it happens that I probably take on a little bit more, whether it be, you know, doing physical things around the home, but also that mental load of, okay, it's Monday, you know, what's empty in the fridge? Do I need to do a grocery order? What are we having for dinner? You know, what's the weather going to be like? Can I put the washing out? All that kind of stuff. Like, I'm constantly having those conversations in my head. And so it's a tough one because as a mum, like, you don't ever switch off, and that's the hard part, I think. Like, you know, I'm not very good at being relaxed or taking time out for myself to actually switch off and just take a deep breath. It comes with the role, I think, and it's probably something I need to work on in terms of getting better at actually relaxing and giving myself time to just step away and not focus on too many things all at once. But generally in the day-to-day, when you're in the swing of that week and the working hours and the parenting and this and that, it's just a constant kind of list in my head of like, got to do this, need to do that, need to pick up this, need to get a birthday gift for that person, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It sometimes does feel like being on a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
I know that you said when we were chatting over email that you feel like you're in a bit of a gray area. A lot of people either choose not to have kids because they are focused on their career and they work full time. Then there's a lot of mothers or primary caregivers who might work more your 3 or 4 days a week. And then there's some that choose to step away either completely or for a period of time from their paid work. But mothers that work full time in a paid capacity is probably on the rarer end of the scale. Can you talk to me a bit about your experiences with that? And I guess those moments where you have had to work through guilt, which I'm not saying you should feel, but that, you know, as you said at the top, people go, how, why, what? Tell me all about that.
Yeah, it's a tough one because even, you know, you think about friends that you've made along your motherhood journey and other friends that have kids around the same age, and all of a sudden during maternity leave, you're hanging out and doing play dates and you've got all these friends that are in the same position as you in terms of your baby's age or what they went through their pregnancy, and you've got this, you know, opportunity to have things in common. Often at the end of that maternity leave, depending on what your profession is or what you decide to do when you go back to work, I definitely felt like I was really the only one that I knew that went back full time and that also had a very demanding career and a stressful job. And it's not to say that I despise my career for that reason. I probably relish it because I'm just inclined that way. And, you know, I am ambitious in that way. And so it is hard because, you know, you see your friends all catching up with their kids during the week and having play dates on their days off, and you can't necessarily be there. And I do think to myself in those moments, oh, is my son missing out? And will he make friends in other ways? And should I maybe look at taking off a day or half a day, or, you know, how can I make that work? But yeah, as I said, it's definitely felt like a bit of a gray area because, you know, all of a sudden you've got people within your social circle that either have had their kids and have gone back part-time and work is a portion of their life, but so is their motherhood. And, you know, they're often caring for their kids during the week, which I, you know, I really look up to them as well. And then I've got friends on the other spectrum that don't have children and their career is everything. And so it's really hard to, I guess, feel like you've got something in common with either side of those groups because, you know, I've got work colleagues that don't necessarily have children, but they're really ambitious at their roles and they're really great at what they do. And so I feel like I'm in that boat a little bit, but they wouldn't know that the night before my son was up at 3 a.m. and I was up with him trying to console him, you know, or they might not know that as a family, we're all going through a childcare sickness that's come through the house and we're having to deal with late nights and unsettled children. But I'm still having to show up at the same level they are because that's my industry and that's where I want to be. And so in the same token, you know, you see your friends that are all catching up with their kids and you want to be able to do that too. And that's not necessarily possible all the time. So yeah, it's been a bit of a tough one. And I think you do feel a little bit like you're kind of jumping from group to group with a bit of commonalities, but also you kind of feel like you're really just going at it on your own a little bit. And that can, I think, be a bit lonely sometimes too.
And we've spoken a lot about some of the challenges that can come up in making work work as a mother. What have been the best bits about being able to maintain your career alongside motherhood?
Yeah, look, I think one of the biggest things is that I genuinely do like what I do. I really feel fulfilled in my role and I really feel like I'm making a difference with the work that I do. And so to be able to have that feeling of accomplishment in my day is really rewarding because it means that I can then come home and be the best version of myself as a mum. And I think perhaps, you know, when I was on maternity leave, I felt like maybe those simple tasks, and I say simple with a grain of salt because I know how difficult it is being a stay-at-home mum, but I would think like, oh, you know, I cleaned the house today, like here's a tick, yay. Or my son slept this long and yay, I'm nailing it. But like, they're all small things that like, they are incredible things to be able to do. Like, I'm keeping a little human alive and I'm doing it on my own and I'm doing a pretty good job at it, you know. But I think in the moment, I probably didn't see that as rewarding as perhaps what I do in a professional sense. I mean, it's rewarding, but in a different way.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah. And I think that's why, like, for me, being able to have that side of my professional life where I do feel really valued, I'm part of a team, I feel like I'm making a difference, is a really nice feeling to have. And I think almost for me, I need that outlet as well, in order to be able to come home and feel like I'm so accomplished in my day professionally. But it also means that I'm also here for my son when I need to be too. And whether that means, you know, if I do need to take time off to be with him, or I take longer Christmas breaks than I ever have done before having a kid, it means that I can do that. Yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one. And I don't want to come across as feeling like I didn't appreciate that time with my son and that I didn't feel accomplished doing that. I definitely did, but it was just in a different way, I think.
Yeah. Do you think you almost appreciate your motherhood traits more from going back to work because you're able to get a bit of both?
Yeah, I think so. Like, you've obviously got that fast-paced nature of your role, or at least I do within my role. And then, you know, as a mum, you've also got that slower pace that you need when you're sitting there playing Duplo with your son and you're just there in the moment 100%. And I think perhaps for me as well, in terms of my personality, I'm a Libra. So I need that balance of like the slower pace, the faster pace. And so that really, for me, it completes the picture in terms of my lifestyle and where I'm going and where I feel like I'm being able to offer my time in the best way. So that's really nice. And like, as I said, those evenings where we get to the park, like I'm all ears. I'm there 100% with him because I've been so switched on during the day. It means I can switch off and I can just be there 100% in the moment. And I think, as you said, that journey within motherhood and your professional career kind of gives you that balance between the two sides.
Definitely does. I must admit, early on when I was returning to work, sometimes I was like, oh, I don't feel more present with my son after being at work, because to be honest, I just want to keep working. But as I move through that journey more and I work more, I do find that after a day at work or two big days at work, then I really just hone in on him when I am with him. So it's so nice having that light and shade, and I'm definitely someone that needs both too. So I totally get that. Pande, my last question for you, if you could solve one problem for working parents, no small feat, in Australia, what would it be?
Yeah, it's a big ask. I think one of the biggest things, and it's only really until you have a kid that you know this, but having an appreciation for people that have kids, whether it's a dad or a mum. I think prior to having a kid, I was a little bit naive about what it was like for working mums or working dads and all of the home struggles that you have to deal with, and you still have to show up to work and be there for work. I mean, the saying is it's 8:30 in the morning, you've rocked up to work and you've just sat down to have your first coffee, but you've run a marathon just getting there, you know, from waking up to breakfast to changing to this to that to traffic to getting there on time. You know, sitting at my desk is the calm part of the morning. Do you know what I mean? So I think,
oh yeah,
you really don't know what that's like until you have a kid. So I think perhaps one of the solutions might be just for everyone, kid or not, to be more empathetic about what people might be going through at home or what they're going through after hours or whatever it may be. And I think that would hopefully mean that we'd be a lot more understanding and appreciative of people's time when they can show up and they can be there. It's like, you know, you don't know what's just happened on the way there, or have they been up at 2 a.m. trying to settle a toddler? You don't know, because they're still there. So they're still showing up. So I think just being more empathetic and aware of that would be a really nice thing.
It's interesting you say that. A lot of discussions I've had have been around that it doesn't necessarily need to be parenthood, but there's something about parenthood that makes you more aware of what other people are going through or what their struggles might be. So I totally resonate with that. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really nice to be able to just share my little experience and hopefully just mean for other mums that have decided to go back full time that they're not alone in that journey and that it's okay to do that too.
Thanks for listening to Ready or Not. If you liked the show, please tell your friends, subscribe or write a review. You can also find us on Instagram at readyornot.pod. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.